Hello, my dear Hua Kuis. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to every one of you. I want to take this moment to express my heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you. And I'm so grateful to all my supporters. I even seen some of you say, "Hey, Hua Kuis, in London." I have people who text me on IG, took a photo, and they saw me in Milan walking with my wife. And I also see my supporter in Jay Chou's concert and many other areas lah. So if you have seen me in the streets, you can always say hi, you can always take photo. I'm more than happy to do that together with you. For this whole of 2024, I'm very proud of myself because I have done like 52 to 53 long form videos and 19 live videos with you guys. And I'm very happy that many of you have participated in the live events, asking very interesting questions during the Q&A sessions. I'm ready to do more for 2025 and also hope to hear from you guys, my fellow Hua Kuis. What would you want to see more in my future content? Is it more property tours, more market insights, updates, or live Q&A sessions? Let me know in the comments below. And the objective of doing all this video is because I want to be the voice of the people in this property community. I want to speak the truth. I want to share good deals with you guys so that you all won't buy lousy projects and waste your youth losing money and not getting the best deal for yourself. Now, let me share with you what is my thoughts for the entire year for 2024. Let's start with resale first. I thought this year is the year of resale because in the beginning of this year, we all know that there isn't a lot of new launches. There's many lah. There isn't good ones that I approve people to buy. So for the first like 10 months of this year, I thought that resale will be good to enter. And anyway, resale is always a good alternative to new launches. So doesn't mean that new launch is the only way to make your Hua Kuei lah. Depends on your budget. If it's below 1.7 to 1.8 million resale property, today you can still get a good 3-bedder with a good appreciation about 100,000 per year. 3 years, 300,000 plus your rental, net off all the interest, maintenance fee, property tax, maybe another 50, 60K. So for 3 years, if you are getting about 350K appreciation plus rental for your resale 3-bedder, it's considered a very good start for your property investment. 100,000 is just a guide for that budget. So if you are buying like 4-bedders and above, I think you are getting near to about 150 to 160, some even 200K per year in appreciation. So I remember there are some resale properties in the last 3 years. They are so disgusting. 16, 17 years old type of resale property, leasehold, they can make 800,000. If you know which project I'm talking about, wow, then you are really part of the Hua Kuei community. So again, doesn't mean that new launch is the best way for you to make your Hua Kuei. Resale is always good. So don't always listen to your lousy advisors or anyone that who says that, "Oh, resale is very bad. Resale won't make money because all the profits has already made by the previous owner." This is all bullshit lah. So don't listen to all this nonsense. But again, they may be right. If they are referring to lousy resale properties, then correct lah. So as you all know, I do full-time consulting property investment to my members. I only look at good projects. So I don't look at lousy projects. Based on the experience of only looking at good projects, I will know that, oh, this area they make like 50, 60K per year. Or this area 100,000 per year. Oh, that area is like about 120, 130,000 per year. Things like that. So again, focus on only good projects. Likewise to new launch, which I'm going to touch now. Only second half, which is recently and first time in history, I guess, we have like the six new launch who launched together in the same month. And I'm so happy for those people who managed to get a unit because I have did some numbers and some probability percentage. So if you are guessing like 50%, 60%, depends of the size and the budget lah. If your budget is a 3-bed, 2-bath and below, which is 1-bedder, 1+study, 2-bedder, 2+study, or 3-bed, 2-bath, this range, the percentage is only 25 to 30%. So of course, if your budget is like 3-bed, 3-bath, 4-bedder, your percentage will go higher lah. Maybe 60%, 70%, and of course, in my previous video, I say if you want to have a 500% chance to buy, of course, you buy the penthouse, that one, you wait for 1 month, 2 months later, still got available units for you. For those people who are buying the sweet spot, the 3-bedder, 2-bedder, good 4-bedders, I think your chance is only like 30-40%. And for those people who got it, I am very happy for you because I am looking forward to you building your huakui bigger and bigger till your SSD is up, which is 3 years later. So from then you can think about whether you want to sell away to buy even better ones or you want to keep it for renter, which is up to you lah. Now let me share with you what is my thoughts for 2025, which many of you are interested to know my views. For 2025, we have the first new launch, which will happen in the first week of January, first week of 2025, which is Ori lah. So everyone has been asking me, oh, Ori, what do you think about Ori? What do you think about location, the price point, all this stuff? And because right now is holiday mood lah, I haven't done all the research lah, but I am looking into it, means it may be good. So it's still down to the entry price, the launch price, which I think it will be coming out shortly lah. Oh. And the good news, Fed has cut the interest rates further. So what will happen to a property market? Very simple ma. If interest rate is getting lower and we foresee it's getting lower, more people will want to come into the property market to do some investment ma. So with this, we may see more transactions for 2025, 2024. Again, who knows? And for resale property market, definitely prices should continue to do well. Again, for the good ones, I don't care about the lousy ones. And since we are going to start the next year, 2025, I think it's good that everyone should have a plan in mind. Like with your portfolio, what can you do with it? So even if you are single, maybe you should look to buy your first condo. Not enough funds, you can combine with your friends to buy one together. Private property lah. Or people who have HDB flats, who have MOP, donkey years already, don't know what to do. I think you should start planning, oh, should I sell, upgrade to a good condo to have a better asset class, maybe to pass down to your kids next time. So things like that. Or for those people who already have a private property, how to get the second property? Because everyone can only own two properties, husband one, wife one, that's the max you can do. Then just finish it lah, just get it done. It's a very simple one. Because after you have done do, there's nothing else you can do unless you go into commercial industrial property, which I don't think you should go into lah. Yeah, just do your two first. And those EC members already super huakui, already sitting in their gold mine. They still don't want to do anything. Ayo, very simple. You can just consider to keep, you don't need to sell. You can keep, decouple, take one name out, go and buy your investment property. So there are so many things that you can do to plan for 2025. And the key thing is, maybe you should start planning like, oh, in order to increase your net worth, what is the things that you need to do to reach your goal? So these are some of the things that me and my wife will plan every year, every now and then. So I think these are things that you should do for yourself as well lah. Subscribe if you haven't, or you can always share this video to your friends who is looking into property investment. I am more than happy to share my experience and knowledge with them. And I wish everyone Happy New Year for 2025, and it's a very hot year for you. Have a good New Year!